In nature, bad things happen. There are no sirens or police reports, only the chance to adapt and make do. Today, Jane Andrews shares how healing takes time and resolve. This is A Walk in the Park.
I recently attended a very special anniversary dinner for my daughter and son-in-law. Reminiscent of their rehearsal dinner, they both stood up and gave a little speech about how difficult the last few years were due to an incident and how they appreciated each other's support. It reminded me of a Carolina Wren who I see at our feeder every day. He has a tough time getting around. His leg is the definition of gnarly, clearly broken and bent in the wrong direction. He keeps it up and hanging out the side and uses his good leg centered underneath his weight to hop around. The broken leg is in his way, but it doesn't keep him from getting where he needs to go. Unfortunately, in life, damage happens. It alters our lives, changes our trajectory, and affects those around us. Damage also forces us to make choices in the here and now as a matter of survival. What are we going to do with what we've been handed? It was exactly 50 years ago that significant damage happened to me. Added to previous damage that went unresolved, I looked at life as a continuous threat when no evidence of threat was around me. I was very fortunate to find a good therapist and to forge ahead and do the hard work. I made a point of telling my daughter and son-in-law just how proud I am of them making a similar life-changing choice to get help. It was earlier in the evening, though, that something so remarkable happened. Separately and in their own words, my daughters each took me aside. They expressed to me their awareness of the hard work, sacrifice, and dedication I made to recovery in order to protect them and keep them from being directly affected from my own trauma fallout. If I hadn't done the hard work, I would have been fear-driven, and the results would have been very different. After years of wondering if I would ever be accepted and understood by my grown children, it came as a byproduct of their own discovery. I couldn't force it, just like that little bird couldn't force his leg to work. But for my daughters to thank me for my strength and conviction after all these years, it is the sweetest gift of all.
You've been listening to A Walk in the Park with Jane Andrews. Broadcasting each week at this time. A Walk in the Park is brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.